Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. I'm your host, J. Mark Horst. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English and Spanish, Nepali and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Last time we were together here on Hope for Today, we were studying Luke chapter 13 and verses 1 to 9 under the title, Unless You Repent. As we studied, we learned this text conveys several warnings related to our understanding of the concepts of repentance and mercy. The first warning we looked at was Jesus cautioning his hearers not to reach an erroneous or wrong conclusion. They understood tragedy as punishment directly relating to sinful behavior. So this report of the men whom Pilate had killed was brought up so that Jesus could confirm their belief. But Jesus quickly told them they had reached an erroneous or wrong conclusion. He asked them, "Do you suppose that those Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because of the way in which they died?" That was exactly what the disciples were thinking. You see, they had a faulty theory about divine retribution. Now, there are two more warnings in this text that we want to look at in just a few minutes. But first, let me read the scripture texts, Luke chapter 13 and verses 1 to 9. "There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." He spake also this parable. "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then he said unto the keeper of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why does it cumber the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that you shall cut it down." The second warning Jesus gave is an explicit correction. In response to the erroneous conclusion of the crowd, Jesus provides an explicit correction. In verse 3, he says, "Unless you repent and keep on repenting, you shall all likewise perish." Death is certain, my friend, for all of us. The fact that some of us live longer than others is simply the mercy of God. So let's unpack Jesus' explicit correction. First, Jesus said, "Unless, or except, you yourselves repent, you shall all likewise perish." In English, this is called an adverb clause of condition. To avoid perishing for eternity, you must meet the condition, repentance. So, no repentance means certain destruction. Note also that the emphasis here is on you yourselves. Under the Old Covenant, the nation of Israel was called to repentance. Now the emphasis is on the individual. Jesus' call for individual repentance is based on the nearness of the kingdom. What does it mean to repent? In the Greek New Testament, repentance is a compound word. It denotes a change of position or condition coupled with the exercise of the mind to think or comprehend. So repentance is sorrow for unbelief and the sin that accompanies it, as well as turning to God by accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Later in this text, Jesus illustrates the inner change that results from repentance by using the fig tree and its fruits. The message of genuine repentance is sorely lacking in much of modern Christianity. Too many people today understand repentance as being sorry for the consequences of their sin, for the bad effects it has brought into their lives and the lives of their loved ones. In their sorrow, they want God to remove those bad effects of their choices and give them a better set of circumstances, a better life. But ultimately, they still want to retain control over their own lives. In contrast, true repentance is being sorry for offending a holy God by denying His authority and His rightful claim on our lives. It involves a change of mind and a change of behavior. It means I surrender my will to Him. I am no longer in charge of my own life. I've yielded that control to Him. So when a person truly repents, there will be obvious changes to their life and their lifestyle. And that's true regardless of culture or status, level of education, or whatever criteria you want to use. Jesus states in verse 5 that without this kind of repentance, you shall perish. And here the word repent carries a sense of urgency. Repent now. Israel as a nation, because of their rejection of Jesus as Messiah, was about to experience divine judgment. Jesus was urging them to recognize that the time was short. John the Baptist gave the same warning in Matthew 3:10 when he told them, "The axe is laid to the root of the trees." Judgment was coming. Without repentance, they would perish. Today, this warning applies to you and me individually. If we refuse to repent, we too will face divine judgment. Now, to perish is not annihilation, although some mistakenly teach that view. Jesus used this word and illustrated it often in his teaching. He spoke of eternal death as a conscious existence where one is separated from God, excluded from his kingdom. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14 refers to this as the second death. To die physically is something we all must face, unless we're living when Christ returns. But we can avoid the second death. Through genuine, ongoing repentance, we can have our names inscribed in the book of life. Praise God. My friend, make sure you take to heart Jesus' explicit correction. Unless you repent, you will perish. The final warning, then, is an explanatory caution. In order to drive home the point of his teaching, Jesus told them the parable of the fig tree. His listeners knew the prophets Hosea and Jeremiah and Micah all referred to Israel as a fig tree, so they understood that he was talking about the Jewish nation. He said, "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. Naturally, he came looking for fruit on it. So from the time this tree should have begun bearing fruit, had been 3 years, and still there was no fruit. So he said to the vine dresser, 'Cut it out of the vineyard. Why do you let it take up valuable space?'" And here the language is indignant. In other words, the owner had given the tree ample time to produce fruit, and it had failed to do so. And he was upset. He was disappointed. Israel as a nation had ample time to bring forth the fruits of repentance, but none were forthcoming. In response to the master's command, the vine dresser makes an appeal. He said, "Let it alone one more year. Let me loosen the soil around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit?" The vine dresser leaves his statement hanging. We do the same thing sometimes for effect. And then the vine dresser adds, if not, that is, if no fruit is produced, then you shall cut it out. The parable amplifies the warning and drives home Jesus' explanation of caution. The patience and mercy of God are not inexhaustible, my friend. There is a time for choosing, a time for deciding. And Jesus said, that time is now. The nation of Israel, as I said, would soon suffer destruction because they rejected God's Messiah. Repentance and its resulting fruit were the only available means of escape. But Jesus' message is not only for the people in the crowd that day. His message is just as clear and just as relevant for us today. You and I can claim to be part of God's vineyard, the church. But if there is no fruit in our lives, that claim is hollow. Remember, Jesus said, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." That's Matthew 7:21. My friend, have you understood and responded to Jesus' warnings about repentance and mercy? Do you presume upon the goodness of the Lord? Do you feel you deserve divine protection because you're a good person? Don't be like the people in our text who assume that those who suffer tragedy are somehow worse sinners than you. Instead, realize it is only the mercy of God that gives you life and breath. Be sure you understand that unless you live in a spirit of repentance, you too will perish. And by a spirit of repentance, I mean a willingness to acknowledge and confess sin when the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. None of us lives up to our knowledge of God's Word and His will for us. We need His mercy and His forgiveness every day. We have no promise of tomorrow, so the time to repent is now. And finally, is the fruit of repentance evident in your life? Just like a tree, fruit production comes from the inner life. The Scriptures clearly teach us that the fruit of repentance is holy living. The words of Jesus are clear and sobering. Unless you repent, you too shall perish. My friend, were you blessed by this study? If you'd like an audio CD or printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, Unless You Repent. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Unless You Repent. I'd be happy to send one to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533, and request a free copy of this teaching, Unless You Repent. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of Luke. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.